This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Days before the Georgia runoff election polls close, President Biden is aiming to help incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock beat challenger Herschel Walker from hundreds of miles away. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron arrived
to help a candidate in the South. The president went north, which seemed to even mix him up earlier in the day.
I'm going to Georgia today to help Senator Warren. Not to Georgia. I'm going to help Senator Warren because I'm doing a major fundraiser up in Boston.
He first stopped at a Union phone bank.
This is a guy who needs our help.
Telling the IBEW, Republicans are blasting Warnock for voting with him 98% of the time. And it's true.
I wouldn't tell Matt on the phone.
The president's midterm strategy was to back Democrats from afar. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says it helped beat expectations.
And that worked.
She says the president wanted to do whatever Warnock needed, and his campaign asked for the Boston trip. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two people were injured Friday in an attack in Kabul near the office of the political party Hezba Islami, associated with former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. The party said in a statement that all the senior leaders were safe, the party said. Three party sources and one Taliban source told Reuters that multiple attackers were killed and several guards injured in the incident. The Pentagon on Friday gave the public its first glimpse of the United States' newest nuclear stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider. It's part of the Pentagon's answer to rising concerns over a future conflict with China. The plane on display in Palmdale, California,